This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
All right, some stations don't carry this first five. I'm going to wait to get the bill until next segment. But I think I'll play a little short three-minute clip of Congressman Chip Roy, who did an okay job. He doesn't hate Israel. I don't hate Israel, too. But he explains why he's voting against the bill, knowing full well he's going to have the Israeli lobby come down on him with both feet. And he just said, this is, got some really dangerous anti-free speech stuff in it. Here he is.
But here's the thing. Yet again today on the floor of the House of Representatives, we had another show vote to make people feel good about themselves by passing a bill that says anti-Semitism in the title. That's what happened. And it was put on the floor by Republican leadership. And it was put on the floor by Republican leadership despite knowing that it was pulled from going through committee. We didn't have a chance to amend it. We didn't have a chance to discuss it, to debate it. We didn't have a hearing on it. It was jammed through to take advantage of this political moment while all of these horrific things are going around the country. Republican leadership wanted to score political points, so they moved through legislation without the kind of deliberation debate that is supposed to be carried out by the people in this chamber. As a result, today, a significant number of my Republican colleagues, including myself, voted no. As a result, we will be accused of, I don't know, being for anti-Semitic behavior, being accused by our friends and allies of not wanting to support Israel, supporting our Jewish American colleagues and friends, constituents, fellow Americans. Nothing could be further from the truth, but that's what will happen. And it'll happen because we dared to stand up and say, we don't believe in thought police. We don't believe that a bill should be brought to the floor of the United States House of Representatives, having not gone through committee, that has a reference in it to international organizations' definitions, literally in the statute. And then taking that international organization's definition, and then literally in the statute, representing and referencing the examples of anti-Semitic behavior. Now, I find the vast majority of the things that were listed in that to be horrific activity, most likely, if not certainly, anti-Semitic, at least in most contexts. Some of them are problematic. In totality, they certainly raise First Amendment concerns. They certainly raise concerns about something that I've opposed to the best of my knowledge and ability, reading through pieces of legislation at every turn and every vote, to oppose the whole notion of hate speech, hate crimes, thought police, thought crimes, putting the government into your head and your motivations when you're engaged in criminal behavior. Criminal behavior is criminal behavior. Violating people's civil rights is violating people's civil rights. But when we want to insert the government into what you're thinking and what motivates you, you are empowering that which should never be empowered. The ability of the government to police thought, to police speech, to police your views. Not the views that carry out, then the actions. The actions are the problem. Police the actions.
Very well said. And we're going to show you the bill for yourself coming up in 60 seconds. They say a bunch of stuff that's illegal that you shouldn't be doing. Keeping Jews out of college, beating people up. Okay, yeah, that's illegal already. Then a bunch of stuff that's not illegal now, they're making illegal, mixing it all together and making a foreign group in control and saying whatever their definition is, we'll put in charge of education and Title VI and all the rest of it. Super dangerous. I mean, over the top. We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tomorrow's news today.
Go to hell, New World Order.
What kept you?
We are running from our friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got that check to be my commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay, hit.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today. And follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. All right, so Larry Fink was speaking at another World Economic Forum globalist event. A World Government Summit, that's what they call them. And he says the big winners are those with shrinking populations. They'll develop robotics, AI, substitute humans for machines. Oh, it's good to not have enough people. It's good to collapse society. That's what's happening. We're all being hit by it. The UN treaty to take over our bodies. Let's go ahead and play the clip from Larry Fink, who controls 80%+ of world assets. Here he is.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. Okay, that's something that most people never talk about. You know, we always used to think shrinking population is a cause for negative growth. But in my conversations with the leadership of these large developed countries that have xenophobic immigration policies, they don't allow anybody to come in. Shrinking demographics. These countries will rapidly develop robotics and AI and technology. And if the promise, I didn't say it's going to happen, but if the promise of all that transforms productivity, which most of us think it will, we'll be able to elevate the standard of living of countries, the standard of living of individuals, even with shrinking populations. And so the paradigm of negative population growth is going to be changing. And the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations. And so for those countries that have rising populations, the answer will be education, and so rapidly developing. You know, for those countries that do not have a foundation of rule of law or education, they're going to be left. That's where the divide's going to get more and more extreme. And unfortunately,
and they're forcing that divide. And all the actuaries on population, look at China, they have now begun to decline. India has surpassed them. They had a one-child policy. Now Xi Jinping's begging people to have three children. Things are falling apart. They admit that. And so it's not good. And all this technology and all this is not raising standards of living. In fact, they tell you under the Great Reset, their plan, you will own nothing and you will be happy. You will live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment bathed in 5G eating bug protein. But there's Fink lying to you. Well, he's got 15 private jets and giant palaces everywhere. But you can't have anything. You can't drive your car on the weekend because the computer program in it isn't going to let you start it. That's gone from me warning of it years ago to being official now. Incredible. Now, getting back to this legislation, earlier you just joined us. I played a clip of Congressman Chip Roy saying, look, there's a lot of stuff in this legislation. They passed 320-91 in the House yesterday, set to pass the Senate. And it's not just a, quote, feel-good bill, like he said. If implemented, the White House says they will, over the Department of Education, it puts a foreign multinational NGO of the UN out of Israel and Europe in control of the policy and says not only their current definitions, but when they change it, that will be law. So it's saying it's like a blank check veto to control legislation. It's like a new Congress over speech and over all the educational systems of primary school and secondary. It's staggering. So I've read the bill twice just to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. But I saw Chip Roy and others, and even Nadler didn't vote for it, saying that we can't have foreign governments running our policy, and we can't. This is too broadly defined. It gets rid of free speech. Wow, Nadler is now, who's usually totally anti-free speech for conservatives. So this is a big deal. So here's the headline. House passes anti-Semitism bill as Johnson highlights campus protest. Okay, that's CNN. Overhead shot, please. Now, moving on to the legislation it's itself. And again, maybe we have a computer problem or something. But I want to get an overhead shot of this. That was our cameras freeze up. I think this happened. Well, they just since they're broken, camera's broken. It is broken. Sometimes it just glitches and won't switch. We'll pull up HR 6090 for you because I want to be able to show you this because this is a big deal. I want you to be able to see this for yourself. Yes, there it is. So let's start going through HR 6090, and now the computer, for whatever reason, has stopped having a heart attack or a brain fart, and it's back. So here we go. Overhead shot, please. So if you want me to read you the whole bill, it's not a long bill, but it's still 10 pages long. It's really bad. So they get into the act and why they're doing it, the definition of it, and federal law, and then how they apply federal law is according to this new definition of anti-Semitism in Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, 42 U.S.C. 200D, and it prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, national origin, programs, and activities receiving federal financial assistance. This was, of course, written last year by the White House, by the Democrats, and now it's been passed by the Republicans with Democrats. And it goes on to say that the title does not cover discriminating based on solely on religion. Individuals who face discrimination based on actual or perceived shared ancestor ethnic characteristics do not lose protection. And so it goes on to say that they have standing. Part three, discrimination against Jews may rise the violation of such title when the discrimination is based on race, color, or national origin, which can include discrimination based on actual or perceived shared ancestor ethnic characteristics. So you just perceive this, you can ask my arrested. If the policy of the United States to enforce the title against prohibited forms of discrimination rooted in anti-Semitism and vigorously as against other forms of discrimination prohibited by title. And it goes on, and it notes the national security strategy to counter anti-Semitism that Biden put in last year that ties into his national security directive of June of 2021, where they declare white supremacism as the number one threat. And white supremacism is not wanting lockdowns, forced injections, open borders, Or claiming there's censorship. That doesn't exist either. So if you say there's censorship, that's anti-Semitism. So it defines anti-Semitism as white supremacism as breathing. And it goes in Section 3, the findings. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in the United States and is impacting Jewish students, K-12s, schools, colleges, universities. Now, here's the key right here. The International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, which is funded by Israel and the UN, George Soros and all of them, referred to this act as the IHRA, Working Definition of Anti-Semitism, is a vital tool which helps includes understanding of the identity of the various manifestations of anti-Semitism. So, they go on here, as Chip Roy said, and the congressman will play part of the clip again, to give power to this group, a foreign group, to then define and direct federal agencies in the Department of Education, FBI, against anyone that does what they say is anti-Semitic. And they give a big laundry list of the current definition. And they say they can also change it whenever they want. So it's an open check legislation.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Say, read it for yourself. And it just goes on to say, if you criticize basically Jews in any way, or a war that Israel's involved in, you're kicked out of school, you could be criminally charged with violation of civil rights. I mean, this is just criminalizing First Amendment. Section 6, other rules of consideration. The general rule of construction. Nothing in this act should be construed to expand the authority of the Secretary of Education, even though it does. Number 2, to alter the standards pursuant to which the Department of Education makes determinations that harassing conduct accounts to actionable discriminalization, or 3, dismiss or infringe upon the rights of protected under any provision of the law. So this just goes on to say we'll selectively enforce this. Finally, constitutional protections. Nothing in the act shall be construed to diminish or infringe upon any right protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Well, you've seen what's happened with me. They just made up stuff I never said. They had a show trial where I was already found guilty. You know, YouTube just is taking down speeches about people saying, well, stop the war on whites. It's openly being announced. I've got all the stacks of news there. So this is a big deal. And then we've got Biden. Biden's plan to bring in Gazan refugees is national security insanity. Yeah, Israel won't take them, but now all these pissed off people are going to get here and get even further radicalized into this weird amalgamation of Islam and communism. And they've got all these weird so-called right-wing people over here that love Hitler that are all saying how great all this is. And boy, we're going to finally get the Jews. Yeah, you're going to finally give Israel even more power. I mean, you think the World Trade Center getting attacked hurt Israel or the military-industrial complex? No, made them more powerful. You think the October 7th attack on Israel when they stood down hurt Israel? Made them more powerful. And I don't want to destroy Israel from the mountains to the sea and all this crap, but I can see and point out what's happening, and then the Israel lobby coming in here to take all of our free speech, knowing it's mainly directed at conservatives, and Soros is in there manipulating the uprising. And they say they're going to have a civil war to stop Trump. It'll be a communist uprising. They build a civil war. This is all happening now. Just as I said it would leading in the election. And it's going to get more and more intense. So you have to understand the globalists are funding both sides. They're manipulating all this to target the American people. You know, I'm just going to play the whole Chip Roy clip again because some stations don't care that first 5. And this is Chip Roy, congressman, going over what's in the bill. Just so you know, that's not Alex Jones saying that. And I know you're smart. You can read what I just said. I read about 80% of the bill. We don't have time to read all of it. It's a bunch of crap. But it just repeats the same stuff. At the end says, don't worry, you still got all your rights. Oh, don't worry, you got free speech. We just surveil everybody and censor hundreds of millions of people and take your banking away if we don't like what you said. Oh, don't worry, you still got your free speech. You just don't have it. Oh, you still got privacy. You know, Congress 2 weeks ago just passed a law again for total warrantless spying on all of us in live time by AI, and all the federal agencies are in everything with AI, just tracking everything in live time, and your car's got kill switches in it and geofencing controls, and then they just killed 22 million people with poison shots. But we're going to sit here with the media focused on Israel and Palestine all day to have a big uproar and a big uprising. And then a cop's going to shoot a black man. And then everything's going to burn down when Trump gets elected. I mean, we just sit here and we watch it happen. Because it's too much fun to be an idiot communist or an idiot leftist or someone that just supports whatever Israel does, a moron on that side. I'm not saying everybody on the Muslim side or the Jewish side's bad. I'm just saying you're being manipulated. And then you've got people like my listeners and myself that understand what's happening and are trying to stop it. And, of course, we're the ones they want to silence. Yeah, we're hard to shut down. We're hard to kill. But we've gone through hell, folks. And, of course, that's the main sign that we're over the target. But you don't have to just see that. You know. Because you can see it yourself. Here's Congressman Chip Roy.
But here's the thing. Yet again today on the floor of the House of Representatives, we had another show vote to make people feel good about themselves by passing a bill that says anti-Semitism in the title. That's what happened. And it was put on the floor by Republican leadership. And it was put on the floor by Republican leadership despite knowing that it was pulled from going through committee. We didn't have a chance to amend it. We didn't have a chance to discuss it, to debate it. We didn't have a hearing on it. It was jammed through to take advantage of this political moment while all of these horrific things are going around the country. Republican leadership wanted to score political points, so they moved through legislation without the kind of deliberation debate that is supposed to be carried out by the people in this chamber. As a result, today, a significant number of my Republican colleagues, including myself, voted no. As a result, we will be accused of, I don't know, being for anti-Semitic behavior, being accused by our friends and allies of not wanting to support Israel, supporting our Jewish American colleagues and friends, constituents, fellow Americans. Nothing could be further from the truth, but that's what will happen. And it will happen because we dare to stand up and say we don't believe in thought police. We don't believe that a bill should be brought to the floor of the United States House of Representatives, having not gone through committee, that has a reference in it to international organizations' definitions, literally in the statute, and then taking that international organization's definition, and then literally in the statute, representing and referencing the examples of anti-Semitic behavior. Now, I find the vast majority of the things that were listed in that to be horrific activity, most likely, if not certainly, anti-Semitic, at least in most contexts. Some of them are problematic. In totality, they certainly raise First Amendment concerns. They certainly raise concerns about something that I've opposed to the best of my knowledge and ability, reading through pieces of legislation at every turn and every vote, to oppose the whole notion of hate speech, hate crimes, thought police, thought crimes, putting the government into your head and your motivations when you're engaged in criminal behavior. Criminal behavior is criminal behavior. Violating people's civil rights is violating people's civil rights. But when we want to insert the government into what you're thinking and what motivates you, you are empowering that which should never be empowered. The ability of the government to police thought, to police speech, to police your views. Not the views that carry out, then the actions. The actions are the problem. Police the actions.
Absolutely. All right. So don't criminalize speech. Go after criminal activity. Now I forgot to get to this because somehow I lost it in my stack. I had a whole marked up copy of this. I didn't get to the most powerful part. O'Keefe's coming up next, but I'll cover this after he leaves. Then I'll tag this on to the end of this report I just did. You've got to read the international group and their definition of anti-Semitism. Folks, any criticism of Israel, you're charged with civil rights violations. You've got to read it. Let me show you the cover page. Real fast overhead shots. People can pull it themselves. What is anti-Semitism? This is the law that they're passing. Holocaust website right here. There's the URL. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And we are back live. We just talked to James O'Keefe. He's a little late getting back to his studio. He'll be on with us in about 10 minutes. And that gives me time to get into the definition that they just passed in the House that's going to pass the Senate. They got like 80 votes or so in the Senate. They just passed 320-91 that a foreign multinational group will be in control of the policy of the FBI and the Department of Education. And here is the International Holocaust Organization. We'll put it on screen for you right there. This is working definition of anti-Semitism. And it says this whole document is now going to be law. Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed towards Jews or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. But then it goes on in the definition right here. And this is what is absolutely incredible. And this bans the First Amendment. This bans the New Testament, as Tucker Carlson is pointing out. Calling for, that's why in Canada they've arrested people that read in church out of Bible verses. You know, that say, you know, like in the New Testament, saying the Jews came and got Christ and brought him to Pilate. Calling, and there was just one group of the Jews doing it, calling for aiding or justifying the killing or harming of Jews in the name of radical ideology or extremist view of religion. Okay, well, I mean, I don't think calling for killing people's good, and if you try to do it, you go to jail. So, okay, all right. But then they mix in things that make sense with bad things. Number two, making mendacious, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews and such are the power of Jews as a collective, as such, especially but not extensively or exclusively, the myth about world Jewish conspiracy or of Jews controlling the media, economy, government, or other societal institutions. Well, whether that's true or not, someone has a right to say that. Number three, accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person or group, or even for acts committed by non-Jews. Well, I mean, if somebody's right or wrong, they have a right to free speech. Number four, denying the fact, scope, mechanisms, e.g. gas chambers, or intentionality of the genocide of the Jewish people at the hands of National Socialist Germany and its supporters and accomplices during World War II, the Holocaust. Well, I mean, I think Hitler did go after Jews and kill a bunch of them, and I think it was wrong, but you can say whatever you want. You can say the moon's made out of cheese if you want. Number five, accusing the Jews as a people or Israel as a state of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. Okay. Six, accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than the interests of their own nations. Well, there are a lot of Jews in America that aren't dual citizens and a lot of Jews that are, you know, totally pro-America, great people. But you've got members of Congress that show up and vote for bills in Israeli uniforms. I don't want somebody in a Russian uniform or a Chinese uniform or a British uniform to be in Congress saying they really are for this other group. That obviously goes on. They bust U.S. citizens all the time that are Israeli spies. So, what, you can't say that? I mean, I say Swalwell's a Chinese communist agent. It's true. But if it wasn't true, I have a right to say it. Seven, denying the Jewish people their right to self-determination, e.g. by claiming that the existence of the State of Israel is a racist endeavor. Well, that's 70% on most universities of the students and faculty. I mean, that's all they say is it's an apartheid state and all of that. And whether that's true or not, according to your definitions, people have a right to do that. Eight, applying double standards of requiring of it behavior not expected or demanded of any other demographic group or nation. Well, that's super wide, isn't it? Oh, demanding behavior is now a crime. What's the left do all day? Tell you whites are inherently bad. What's the ADL say? Whites are inherently bad. Christians are inherently bad. Number nine, using the symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism, drawings, comparisons, contemporary Israel policy. I mean, look, number nine is incredible. Using the symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism, claims of Jews killing Jesus or blood libel. That's the part banning the New Testament to characterize Israel or Israelis. This is outrageous. Number 10, drawing comparisons of contemporary Israel policy to that of the Nazis. Well, people have a right to do that if they want to. Hell, the left calls everybody Nazis over here constantly with no proof. Number 11, holding Jews collectively responsible for actions of the state of Israel. That is certainly unfair and wrong to do, but people are allowed to do bad things as long as they don't physically hurt somebody. So, this organization, this group, that they put in charge of this is supposedly the boss of the FBI and of the Congress and of everything else, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And that's the UN NGOs being given great power because they're, quote, stakeholders. We're not as citizens. And And next is going to be don't criticize the illegal aliens. They already want to make that illegal. And then once they've done this, which they're about to pass in the Senate, they can do it across the board everywhere. Now, I was on for over an hour last night with James O'Keefe. He's about to join us. And Congressman Matt Gaetz also came on. It's about a 15-minute video. We're going to post it to Bandot Video and on Real Alex Jones with the headline, Congressman Matt Gaetz calls for a congressional investigation of the CIA coup against Trump in America. And I've just taken out 15 minutes. The crew has, I think, some of the most important stuff said there. Let's air a few minutes of this before we bring Congressman, some of the things Congressman Matt Gaetz said before we bring on James O'Keefe.
Because listen to you guys, this is blowing me away. James is absolutely right. So is Eric. Ladies and gentlemen, you lie to the FBI, it's a federal crime. You lie to the president, it's a federal crime. When you're a federal agent, think of the sabotage. That's what foreign entities do in intelligence, is they feed disinformation to our government. Here's the CIA, and it's not just this whistleblower, not just this huge leak that's so massive. They admitted they were feeding Trump false information. That means the elected person who is the executive is totally criminal. But again, the Justice Department won't charge him, obviously, but we've got to convict him in the court of public opinion. So I mean, that's just so amazing. But it goes back to what James just said about 10 minutes ago. They are so scared they just responded within 1 hour.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I think some of the reporting done by Eric Cochran here and my team in the last 6 months, probably some of the best visuals ever. The Pfizer story, people are talking about that as the biggest. Pfizer did respond, took them a day or two. They responded before I even released this story. I didn't even publish it, which is, you know, it's kind of, that might be traditional at the New York Times. It's very unusual in my case.
I'll say one thing here.
Go ahead.
You're a tough guy, and you don't make a big deal out of this. People need to pray for you. They need to financially support you. You have been arrested. You have been raided. You've been targeted. So has the other fellow that's on that exposed the CIA operation. It's me. People need to not get complacent and just see these incredible coups against tyranny and not take it serious. And, you know, these guys think they're invincible. They are not invincible. This is God's work, folks. We need to celebrate this. We need to realize how big a deal this is, and that's why they're scared. So everybody listening to me, there is this paradox where as more and more comes out, people just get used to it. And like I said earlier, you've got to realize how important this is, and we've got to support O'Keefe Media Group, because James O'Keefe is doing the most ballsy, dangerous reporting in the world against the most dangerous agencies in the world. Most people have got to get put in prison for this, like Julian Assange, where they got to run to Russia. So I just want to point out that I've done a lot of ballsy stuff, but nothing in this category. This is next level.
Yeah, thank you for recognizing that, Alex. I did say that. Do you think it's a coincidence that last week I am subject to an endless series of attacks? And with that, I go into the Matt Gaetz. We have breaking news out of Congress real quick. Matt Gaetz breaking, formally calling on the weaponization.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Really rooted out. I think it's kind of a bell curve on your question of like the good and the bad. I think some of the folks who are so Washingtonized and so calcified in this belief that all the real smart people in the country work in the three-letter agencies and everybody else just is like lucky enough to live on the same planet with them, that's calcified at the top level. And then I think because there's so much virtue signaling right now, a lot of the new people that are joining are very much like social justice warriors with an agenda. But you've got a lot of great folks in kind of the Gen X, you know, banding of these agencies and some of the geriatric millennials who are patriots, who do love their country, and I think are disgusted by stuff like this. You know, when you've done this before, James, isn't it always some of the good people in any of these organizations that you expose who reach out to you and thank you because they feel trapped?
Yes.
They feel trapped in that system, whether it's in corporate, in big pharma, or in big government, and this, like, liberates a little bit of the truth.
Yeah, I think you're right, and sometimes it's weighing the harm done to the individual with the public interest. This guy was pretty villainous, like, you know, the way he talked, the way he acted. He's describing crimes. Matt, like a lot of my people, audience, you know, they're very disillusioned by Congress. What would be the process to haul this guy in? How can that happen? Like, what can Congress actually do or the House actually do here?
Well, let me validate that disillusionment at the start. There have been far too many cases this year where in our committees of jurisdiction, we have been dilatory in bringing in the witnesses. And then when we bring them in, we bring them in under negotiations that I think are too favorable. For example, our staff negotiated away the ability to videotape Hunter Biden's deposition. I have no idea why we did that. That is something I would not have done. And so there will be, I think, a you know, here
a desire to send some letters, get official comment, go through the legislative liaison. My preference is to cut through that. You immediately get this person in for their first transcribed interview. And you know what? If you don't have every document around them at that time, you're still able to unlock like who they work for, their chain of command, who their coworkers were, who they discussed this with, how they recorded any of these agreements or plans or crimes in any writing or in any calendar entry, and then you springboard off of that to...
All right, folks. Again, it's posted on Keith Media Group. It's posted on InfoWars.com. It's posted at Real Alex Jones. It's several hours long. Really incredible people on that spaces with James O'Keefe. That he does at least every Wednesday for several hours live. Really, really powerful stuff. But there's been a lot of big developments since last night when this broke, and I did have James on the next hour, but I forgot I had got Robert Malone on then, so that's why we've had to just get him pop in here at the end of this hour. So James O'Keefe, amazing information, a lot of fallout since you broke this just 20 hours ago. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Alex, for having me.
So we've only got about 9 minutes. You've got the floor. A lot's happened. Tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming on this My Spaces show yesterday, and we dived into a lot of themes. To kind of re-summarize those, just kind of the facts of what has occurred here. This guy is a green badge guy with the CIA. What does that mean? Well, green badges are contractors. He's a program manager in cybersecurity for the Chinese Mission Center, that's CMC at the CIA. So Chinese Mission Center, the Iran Mission Center, all these mission centers. And he's unbelievably open in this. You've never seen a recording like this in your life, certainly not from a CIA guy. And he says that they're withholding information from Trump, that they're spying on Trump's ex-wife. They're currently listening to everything, is what he says. And he flashes his credentials. He's bragging to this woman about what he's done, and he says it so matter-of-factly in the video. He repeats himself multiple times, and he says that the directors, Gina Haskell and Mike Pompeo, withheld information from Trump at the CIA because the executive staff did not trust Trump with that information because they feared that he would leak it, and the problem with all that is it's illegal. So, Alex, the CIA press secretary actually got on the phone with me, which is unbelievable. I don't usually ever get comments from institutions, let alone the CIA, let alone right before I release the story. And they appear to have fired him, Alex. He was had the badges of last week, no longer. And then President Trump just putting out a statement today as well, saying that they should get rid of him. And the CIA is supposed to be intelligent, but this guy's not very intelligent. So I think there's more here. It's just, what you and I talked about yesterday on that Spaces was the theme that, yeah, we all know it. Everyone always says we know it, but I think seeing the visual confirmation and seeing this guy's face and listening to him talk is very compelling. And hopefully that inspires more people, whipsaws, more people, as I like to say, to come forward with documentation.
Sure, well, that's why this is so big, is that more and more people are doing this. You're now crowdsourcing, and it's happening. It came out that the CIA and FBI, was quarterbacking with this info against me a month ago. I mean, this is really snowballing. You have calls for congressional investigations. You have President Trump talking about it. This is really how we're going to continue to expose this. But what do you make of the lightning-fast response before you even released the video? They were already responding.
Yeah, I don't even know what to make of that. That informs me that I spoke with the press secretary on the phone, and they provided a written statement, and the statement that basically said, well, this guy does not represent the views of us, and he is no longer a person that works here. What struck me was just how serious they take it. And that's what I thought. I said, this is a really bad look. I mean, this video is riveting. It almost looks like a Saturday Night Live sketch of someone pretending to be a bad spook who's admitting to all these things. So that informs me they take it very seriously, and they're taking this whole situation extremely seriously.
Well, James, we know. Let me throw this in here. This is key. I want you to respond to it. Obviously, because it's come out from other sources, and we know, but this is just an absolute spotlighting and highlighting of it, that it was Pompeo and it was these other individuals that were giving him fake briefings. They later came out that they were bragging about how they were giving him fake briefings. I talked about that on the Spaces with you yesterday. In fact, guys, I left those articles on my desk. It's right there in the middle of my desk. Three articles, Wall Street Journal, others. Go grab it real quick for me. So, of course, guaranteed, Pompeo and them were on the phone when you put it out yesterday morning and allowed me to graciously just break that this was coming. They immediately went into damage control because they know it's true. You know Clapper. You know Brennan. You know Pompeo were crapping their britches. Go ahead, James.
I think this guy says it so matter-of-factly. You can be the judge. You guys were listening. You can go watch this video. He says it so resolutely and so matter-of-factly. And, some people like Pompeo. There's a lot of people in politics that I got a couple people telling me off the record, you got to get a document. Well, if such a document exists, now it's going to be hard to obtain. It's so hard to get information out of there because everyone's got the top secret clearances. And this guy had a TSSCI. He brags about it. He says it's polygraph vetted. So, the video kind of speaks for itself. I just hope that you heard Matt Gaetz say we need more whistleblowers. I hope that other people come forward with documents that corroborate what the man is saying.
Absolutely. I've got the Wall Street Journal right here from 2017. Spies keep intelligence from Donald Trump. I've got Harry Reid talking about it. I've got a bunch of art. So this is there. We need serious Frank Church 2.0 hearings. We don't need milquetoast hearings. We need to haul Pompeo and all their asses before Congress. That's why they're scared. I told you about this last night. You've had similar things over the years happen. 95% chance. I got bumped last night right after the interview. I left the office. Guy swoops in. I usually security. Usually walks in my car. I went out a side door for some reason. This guy swoops up and says, hey, you better watch out. I was just listening to you and O'Keefe and all this. How you feeling? How you doing? You all right, buddy? You kind of need to watch out. You need to talk to somebody? And it looked like an FBI type undercover guy.
Yeah.
And I said, bye-bye. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what's going on. So it's like out of a movie.
Yeah, I think that they're scared because it's almost like they fear my camera and they fear the mirror of themselves. They fear being exposed. So it's with me, it's even more challenging because if they retaliate, which I hope they don't do, I believe they won't, but if they do, it's like they're going to be a fear of being exposed for doing that. Even your little bump last night in the parking lot, the fact that you could tell you have a megaphone, you could talk about that, I think it's going to bring more awareness to what they're doing. So I think they're going to be afraid, hopefully in the new era of citizen digital journalism, the revolution of that, they're not going to want to do that because it's going to be known that they're doing that. People are waking up.
James, we got you on late, and I appreciate you coming on. We got a two-minute break. Do 5 more minutes with me because I've got a few other questions about how we support you,
sure.
The media you're doing. Sure. Give us a little prelude of what's coming next and what else you expect to come out of this. But where's the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com is the website, and it's on all X, Instagram. The video's got like 10 million views on X. So you could mine James O'Keefe III on X.
All right, we're going to let a break for 2 minutes. I'm going to come out and play Trump's 30-second comment. I hope he does more. This is big. And then we're going to get some final comments from James O'Keefe. Then Dr. Robert Malone joins us. We'll be right back with the third hour, InfoWars.com. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.